This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. Number 800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number two of the Friday edition of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
That toll free number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on our website, and it's all for free. Still to come here tonight, we've got lots of interesting things to talk about. Johnson, you have scientific proof, apparently, that socialism doesn't work.
That's right. Science has, it's they weren't looking for this when they did this study either.
Okay, we'll find out what that's about. Plus, Bush has been berated in public by just some random schmo. Manwich, you've got some stuff to talk about, including, well, I guess Iraqi ingratitude.
Yes.
Well, that's what that's all about.
They're ungrateful.
Plus, the immigration's office has been raiding head shops. Huh? We'll talk about that. Also, looks like the state of Michigan would like to sue you if you have a website that has instructions on how to make methamphetamine. That and more. But first, we go to the phones. Let's talk to Joshua in Texas. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi. I'm just commenting about my review of V for Vendetta, which you read in the air a couple days ago.
Ah, Joshua from LouRockwell.com. Yes.
That's right. We are not a think tank at Austrian Economics.
Oh, the Mises Institute?
Right. We're not a think tank. What we are is an educational outreach program. We put professors in various places. We hold scholarly conferences.
I see.
And we invite a lot of people from outside the movement. We do reach out outside the movement.
Ah.
And I'd like to also comment on...
the reason you're bringing this up... Hold on, before you comment. The reason you're bringing this up is because at the end of your V for Vendetta review, you made the claim that that the Mises Institute was the most... What was it exactly your claim? The most influential libertarian... What? The most important libertarian movement out there. And I disagreed with that. I think it's the Free State Project, hands down.
We can argue back and forth for all day, but that's not
sure.
The point.
Yeah.
And the point is why I think that this is where a V for Vendetta type person would be found, because you commented about that as well. You said, well, a think tank is not action and V is action.
Right, I said that. This man.
Right. So my feeling is, if you look at the scene in the movie, for example, where he says, blowing up a building is a symbol.
Right.
Well, I take that literally. His action of blowing up a building is a symbol. It doesn't mean it's to be actually imitated.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's a symbol for action. If he can say that's a symbol, then so can I, right?
Absolutely. I will absolutely agree with you. And, yes, blowing up a building in a movie is absolutely a symbol, just as blowing up a movie in real life is a symbol. They are both different symbols, and one sends a much stronger message than the other.
Certainly, it sends a stronger message, but I'm also not saying that... he'll be found doing what Lou Rockwell and what Austrian Economics does. I said he'll be found in the vicinity of the movement, because if you look at him, he's a very well-educated man. He has the scholarly background.
Mm-hmm.
He can make the arguments well.
Right.
And I'm not saying that this is that Lou Rockwell's going to be out there blowing up buildings.
Well,
I'm saying that if we're going to have a libertarian who gets out there and does this kind of action, he's going to come from this type of intellectual background.
Now, one could be in the vicinity, as you said, of LouRockwell.com and still be a member of the Free State Project, right?
Absolutely. I'm a member.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
I've been a member since 2001.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
We're all members,
It amazes me that, it really does amaze me, and I'm just amazed that you're a member of the Free State Project and you feel that it's the Mises Institute is the most important. But your opinion is your opinion, Josh.
Well, I'll tell you, Lou Rockwell is one of the most well-read news websites out there, not even libertarian, just news websites.
Yeah, do you know Lou?
We use it all the time.
I've met him. I don't know him personally, but I've met him on two occasions.
We promote his site all the time because we're constantly using articles off of it, as you're well aware. I didn't want to make it sound like we didn't think the Mises Institute had value. I think it absolutely does.
Yeah, absolutely.
It helps back up. You know that you guys do the research. You build the foundations for the knowledge that we have in the movement.
I wonder if the Liberty Dollar would even exist if the von Mises Institute wasn't around.
I don't know. But we're glad you're out there, Joshua, and we're glad you're listening to the show and that you're going to be in the Free State one day. When are you moving?
I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it.
We're going this year. We'll see you when you get there. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
right.
hearing from you. 800-2-
I want to say hi to Stephanie.
Okay, bye now. No shout-outs.
No shout-outs.
Wow.
As a matter of fact,
like
you need to amp and send us about $25 for that. Isn't that the cost for shout-outs?
That's right. Shout-outs are at least $30
for shout-outs. Everyone has someone they love. You guys be nice.
All right, so
I was going to say, if I think if that poem were that, you know, the remember the 5th of November.
Yes.
I think if that were Americanized, it would be remember the 16th of December. But I don't think
then?
Most people know that that was the date of the Boston Tea Party.
Well, you're gonna have to write a poem now.
Oh, maybe.
All right. Let's go to Triddle in Washington on the Amplifier Only line. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's up?
Well, I got to say that was a fantastic segment back there with that bureaucrat. And aside from that, I've got an analysis I've done about the wiki. I've gone through and looked at the number of hits for the callers and the hosts.
Yes.
And I've organized them, and it makes a little popularity chart. And I was figured you guys may be interested in that.
I am very interested in it because I like to be the most popular.
I thought you might have been, Manwich. So, first of all, can you guys guess who gets the distinction of being the person that sits in the studio and has the lowest number of hits?
Johnson.
Oh, you got it so right. Johnson.
Really?
Comes
I was going to go Jason.
Wait,
Johnson
what is,
comes in.
I get the last
for
what is this?
Least hit host page on the list.
Oh, okay.
You come in last.
Manwich is number one. I know that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
It goes Jamie Told You So, Dave from New Hampshire. Jeff Three Webs, Homeless John, Gene the Christian Anarchist, Triddle, Jason, Walt, Torgo, Ian, and Manwich.
Wait. So you mean
from lowest to highest?
From lowest to highest.
Now, I would think that Jamie Told You So would get a lot more hits. That guy's hilarious.
Well, he's not on as often anymore,
no.
So our newer listeners aren't really too aware of who he is, whereas Walt is Walt's the number one caller, correct?
Walt is the number one caller.
Good information, Triddle. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The phones are loaded. Let's go to Charles in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yeah, first I just wanted to make a correction. You guys were talking about the girls voting to end women's suffrage.
Yes.
The name of that one school was Salesianum. It's called Sally's for short. I know some people that went there.
Okay, great. I actually saw the video of that online. It was quite amusing. What it was, for those of you that are just tuning in, there was a young man, I think he was a senior in a Catholic all-boys high school. He went over to a neighboring Catholic all-girls high school with a guy with a video camera and a microphone and a petition to end women's suffrage. He got a bunch of high school girls to sign a petition saying they wanted to end women's suffrage. It was quite amusing. Thanks. Was that it, Charles?
No, I wanted to tell you guys about a smoking ban that did not get passed in my city.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
It's not a good thing, though, because what they did was they passed the smoking ban last year, and this year they were voting for the smart smoking ban, which would require businesses, including but not limited to bars, taverns, bowling alleys, nightclubs, to get a Class B license that would allow the business owners to permit smoking in their businesses.
So wait, I'm a little confused. They passed a smoking ban last year, then they were going to pass something that made it so some businesses could gain an exemption from the ban, and that's what they shut down?
Yep, the voters...
So that's not good news at all, then, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Charles. You have to come to the Free State. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What's up?
What's up, Jeff? What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about this thing that was brought up last night, the modafinil.
Yeah.
Whatever drug it was.
Yeah, this is a drug that allegedly allows you to stay awake without actually putting off your sleep. It just apparently just eliminates the need for sleep, at least from what we've been told.
Yeah. I think that the way that it's going to progress is the government's going to take control of it first.
And well, the government has control
government,
of all drugs.
The government.
Well, what I'm saying is they're probably going to test it on their troops.
They already have.
That's how it was developed, actually.
Yeah, they're way ahead of you, man.
But what I'm saying is it'll never
how they
be
operate.
Available to us.
You think it never will be available?
No.
That's where the black market will come in.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Actually, we were told last night that it was just pretty much speed. more on the way. This is your show. You take control. We're going to explore how it is the scientific proof that socialism cannot work. It's coming up on Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Friday edition of the show, inside hour number two. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The map is there. Listener map with over 1,000 of our listeners from around the world. They've taken the time to go to the map and add themselves to it. It's free, of course. It's a lot of fun because you can scroll around and see who else is in your area that listens to the show and who else halfway across the world listens. Free Talk Live. And you can add yourself. It's simple at map.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, lots to get to tonight, but we're going to start with scientific proof as to why socialism will not work. Johnson, can you explain?
Well, more scientific proof as to why it won't ever happen.
Oh, okay. It's happening now, though.
Yeah, to some extent. People are moving towards real full-on
100%
socialism that all the socialists dream could
from
work.
From each according to his ability to each according to his needs, socialism.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, according to a university study, actually the University of Erfurt in Germany and the London School of Economics, people's idea of a happy, cooperative society in which no one gets punished fall apart as soon as a few freeloaders show up, researchers reported on Thursday. Although most volunteers in a study choose to join a group that did not use punishment, eventually they left a group to they left for a group that fined transgressors. Our results show, and this is the researchers from the study in the, at the London School of Economics in Germany.
Now, hold on, just before you go any farther, fines are, you know, fines are great because they seem like a good way to control people without being violent. Mm-hmm. But what happens when you don't pay a fine? That's when the violence starts. I mean, that's when a government has to use violence in order to enforce a fine.
Right.
Otherwise, nobody's going to pay their fines. Right?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a fine, though. I think what they're also talking about is just people who are not freeloading, so people who are paying into a system. In other words, if you're going to use the system, you pay. It's like a pay for services, as opposed to the, you know, the people who are freeloading off of that.
I see.
And if there are freeloaders, then people they want, you know, people want them to be fined. Let's just continue, and I'll explain. Our results show that the sanctioning institution is the undisputed winner in a voting with one's feet competition with a sanction-free institution, the researcher wrote in their report, published in the Journal of Science. The study can help in understanding how to make society work more smoothly and can help in designing policies aimed at ensuring cooperation. Joseph Heinrich, an anthropologist at Emory University in Georgia, wrote in a commentary. Even if nearly everyone is initially cooperative and contributes, free riders can profit and proliferate, leading to the eventual collapse of cooperation, Heinrich wrote. For example, if most people in society are brave, and I don't like this line that he has here, but if most people are in society are brave, conserve gas, and donate blood, he explained, others benefit by evading military service or driving gas-guzzling cars. In playing a game with tokens, in a study, researchers asked 84 students from Erfurt University to join one of two groups to play a game with tokens. One group of players punished members who did not share freely, while the other...
Like in communism. I mean, if you don't share with the group, you're going to be punished in communism. If you're found to be holding out on... If you're a farmer, for instance, and you're found to have been stashing away a portion of your crops and the communist government discovers it, you'll be punished for that.
Right. While the other group did not. The students could choose to choose which group to join. Each player is endowed with 20 money units, tokens, and may contribute between 0 and 20 tokens to a public good, the researchers wrote. Each group member equally profits from the public good, independent of his or her own contribution.
Right, so like that's kind of like with certain restaurants. There's some restaurants where they have tip pooling. If you're done, you're there for an evening, you're doing your serving, at the end of the evening, everybody's going home, you pool your tips together, and then everybody, you know, if there's five servers, you divide the total by five, and you get the average tip. So therefore, the lousiest servers get paid the same amount as the absolute best servers. That's kind of what's going on here.
Right. Now, what it says is, in the punishment group, members could choose to fine other members 3 tokens, but it only cost them 1 of their own tokens to do so. 2/3 of the students initially chose the group in which members could not punish others, but many abandoned that group when they saw that those in the punishment group were prospering. This is in, you know, prospering more, supposedly.
The administrators, the ones that were doing the punishing, were the ones that were prospering, right?
Right.
Okay.
Former freeloaders were some of the most enthusiastic converts to the punishment mode. The researchers found, you can't explain this dramatic change in behavior by saying that people are just looking for the best payoff. People gave up payoff to follow the cooperative norm, is what this researcher is saying. Bernd Erlenbusch of the London School of Economics added, I was surprised that so many of the freeloaders exerted punishment on the others when they entered the sanctioning institution.
Oh, now that's interesting. So let me see if I understand this right. They were able to choose their groups up front. You got the group where you can be punished for not sharing your money, or the group where there's no punishment at all, depending on whatever you do.
And 2/3 of the people felt like, oh, that's a great idea. I'd love to not be punished for doing something wrong.
Right. So they are the ones, they joined that group, but when they moved over to the punishment group, they became the ones that wanted to punish the others.
Right.
So the freeloaders are more likely to be the tyrannical bureaucratic despots, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yep. When the game ended after 30 rounds, the people in the punishment group had donated an average of 18 tokens per round, and the live and let live group had almost no members. And those who remained donated 3 tokens to the public good on average per round. Little actual punishment was applied during later rounds of the game, apparently because of the threat of punishment was enough to ensure cooperation.
It sure works today.
The researcher said.
The threat of punishment sure works today. In our society, people are scared to death, so they keep paying their taxes.
Yep.
Now, what was your analysis on this, Johnson?
My analysis on this is just that what I found interesting about this is how, you know, that how just there's like almost like a reward psychology being set up there for punishing people. In this, you know, and first of all, I wonder how much, you know, what would have happened had they, instead of using token, actually used something of value.
Hmm.
Actually had these people donating real money. Then what would have happened?
Hmm.
I think it would have possibly gone a little bit differently.
It would have gotten kind of vicious, I would think.
Yep.
So,
very vicious. I think there would have been violence that would have erupted. How violent was this system without even...
real value.
Yeah.
It was a game.
Right.
It was a game, and they were punishing, and it was...
It wouldn't have... I mean, the study cost money to produce anyway. It wouldn't have cost that much more to give them, instead of a token, give them $100. You know, however many tokens they gave them, give them that many $100.
Yep.
And,
By the way, it's not a comment at all. This study is not a comment at all on people and whether or not they'll give to private charities. That's not the situation.
No, not at all.
They're talking about a public good, whatever that means.
Right.
Manwich, any other comments on this?
No.
You kind of just sat there and absorbed all of it.
I'm not sure that I didn't quite get the correlation as to how this necessarily means that socialism cannot exist.
Not exist, but not work.
Okay.
I just don't think I think it can exist, but it shows very, very clearly that in this type of system, the people who are going to move up are the ones who are... I mean, they're despots.
They're willing to enforce. They're willing to punish everyone else. And I saw it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves on the way. The state of Michigan wants to sue you if you have methamphetamine instructions on your website. Plus, the man in the UK who has refused to pay his taxes. We'll tell you about him coming up at Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231 is the number. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we have live streams available for you there. The broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both on the house at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It is the show about your calls. Jeff in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Oh, yes. The hot button subject of the week is illegal immigration.
Your hot button subject of your life is illegal immigration. We've talked to you before, Jeff. It's always immigration when you call. What's up?
Not much. Have you ever read the book called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder with Michael Savage?
No.
Well, I've heard of that guy.
Yes. Now, on page 83 of the book, he talks about that back in 1954, the Immigration Service began the politically insensitive but effective Operation Wetback in Texas. You see, this, and this was Eisenhower who did this.
So you're telling me we've been trying to control immigration for the last 50 years, and we still haven't been able to do it?
Well, you see, when the liberals came into power, what can I say? It got dismantled.
Huh.
When Kennedy passed the Immigration Act of 1965...
So Republicans have been in power for a decade, Jeff.
Is Ronald Reagan a liberal?
No.
George Bush Senior.
He's the one who gave the illegal aliens amnesty.
That's all Clinton's fault, right? Clinton suddenly flipped our immigration policy up on its head.
Bush is a neocon. So simply put, what we need is we need the border ninjas.
That's right.
Okay.
Slay them where they stand.
You get a defense, right?
Are they going to be
lasers?
Are they going to be voluntarily funded?
Well,
how are you going to pay for them? Sounds kind of costly, border ninjas.
Sounds like a liberal program to me.
Well, Pat Buchanan's Tom Tancredo's for
I don't know, you can name names all night long, and it won't impress me, Jeff.
You know what I think? I think Michael Savage is a disease.
He looks like a disease. You know, Michael Wiener.
Having a doctorate in nutrition doesn't, I don't know if that really qualifies him to, prescribe our border policy. But, you know, I don't have a doctorate either, and I'm just spouting off at the mouth.
I think what we should do is we should build a fence made of swastikas. Just hate. Just make sure that it's very clear that we hate everyone from outside our country. Just swastikas and, like, trees with nooses hanging from them.
Well, we're a nation of borders. We're a nation of sanity, for crying out loud.
Now, Jeff,
borders.
Now, just to be
language and culture.
I just want to make I want to clear something up here. Would you be for doing away with all immigration policy and letting people come across the borders willy nilly as they will?
Well, I believe in sanity, which as one person would say, we need a very big wall across the border.
Why is that sanity? Why isn't it more sane to end welfare?
And
welfare let people
too.
Come and go freely.
And welfare, too.
Well, he likes the ending welfare idea. You like that idea, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we're in agreement on that. 100% we should end all forms of welfare, personal
and
corporate.
So where's the problem with letting people from other countries who have been coming to this nation since its foundation, since this nation's foundation, people have been coming to this country and bringing wealth and jobs and population and
They don't necessarily bring wealth, but they bring they bring their abilities,
absolutely.
And they can turn that
people
into wealth.
People create wealth.
Yes, they come
if
here
to create
wealth.
If there are more people in the country and they're having more babies and they're making more jobs.
They don't bring wealth. They bring the tools that they can create
the
wealth
fact
from
that
under
they
freedom.
Are coming here and being a human being who is taking up resources, the fact that our population has increased, generally is bringing wealth.
No. Well, it's increasing wealth of increasing the wealth of the country in general, but the only reason they can create more wealth is because they're more free here.
Right.
That's why they're coming.
Absolutely.
But you see, with all our socialist, communist-style programs in here, the illegals are usually the bottom 25% of the respective countries, and they come here to go for the freebies and for the goodies.
You're making a blanket statement, and you don't know the illegals, Jeff, so how can you make a statement like that?
I live in a town of illegals, for crying out loud.
In Massachusetts.
Jeff, it's just so not fair to say that illegals are sucking off the tit. Some of them certainly are, but a lot of them are getting out there and working hard every day to feed their families, and that's why they came here. And that's why your ancestors came here. So why should we shut the door after your grandfather got here? That doesn't seem very fair, and it almost seems bigoted to me.
Well, guess what? The boat is sinking. It's just that simple.
The boat that your grandfather came across on?
You put too many people on the boat, the boat sinks.
But you've got the wrong problem. See, the wrong problem is that you're talking about all the freebies and all the things. You're addressing immigration and not addressing the real problem, which is the freebies.
Yes, we have to cut that off.
So you cut that off, then immigration isn't a problem anymore.
Is it?
But then Mohammed Akeem Akbar will run over the border and perform a terrorist act.
Hold on. Now, Mohammed isn't going to come over here and kill us if we're not over in the Middle East enforcing our foreign policy on him and his family.
Right, so we should bring the troops home, too. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
Bring the troops home and protect the borders.
Slow down. I want to make sure we are on the same page here.
Yes.
You agree with us that we should end welfare, correct?
Yes.
You agree that we should bring the troops home, right?
Yes.
And the reason why we're bringing the troops home is because, it's constitutional. We want them here to protect us, and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. It's making the world a dangerous place.
And it's making people angry at us to have them around the world. So if the troops are home and welfare is gone, now can we open the borders, Jeff?
No.
Why?
because we are a nation of borders. We are a nation of, Theodore Roosevelt.
Sounds pretty hateful to me.
Well, guess what?
Wait a minute. Where does it say we're a nation of borders, anyway? That's Jeff talking.
No. That's Dr. Savage.
Oh, that's what you're just repeating what he says.
Well, I'm going to make it very simple. If we don't close the borders like Tom Tancredo talks about, we are going to be a third world country.
How is that going to happen?
Do you have access to a computer, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to... You've heard of the Statue of Liberty, right?
Yes.
There is a poem engraved on the Statue of Liberty. What I want you to do is I want you to look up Emma Lazarus. Okay? That is the poem. She's written a poem, and look up the Statue of Liberty and Emma Lazarus, and I want you to read the poem that is written on the Statue of Liberty, on the base of the Statue of Liberty, and I want you to think about it.
Well, I don't think it'll do anything, but Mamet, your question is good. Why do you think that opening the borders will turn us into a third world country, sir?
Because very simple, they will suck off the welfare.
Wait, stop! Wait, we already agreed that we're going to end welfare and we're going to bring the troops home. Now, under those provisions where there's no welfare, why would indeed opening the borders make us a third world country?
Because they would then use up our hospital care and so forth.
Well, hospital care is welfare.
They have to pay for it. So suddenly they're generating money by paying for hospital care because we don't have any freebies. So they go into the hospital, and they generate money, and they create new jobs in the hospital area. So your argument was just that we would have one of the best healthcare industries in the world because of immigration.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
Well, I'll put it to you this way here, very simple, let's talk on the world of reality. We're not going to eliminate the welfare system.
Why?
We're not,
why so defeatist?
Because you see, our politicians have sold us down the river. Like
and you're
going to,
you expect
Indian
that? Wait. You expect the politicians that sold you down the river to do what you want them to do and build yourself a nice big wall on the border and enforce it and the border ninjas and all that crap? You expect the politicians to do what you want, Jeff, after they've already sold you down the river? Get real, man.
And that, well, we need a guy like Ron Paul in there who has a libertarian slant who will get our country back, get the U.S. out of the United Nations.
Ron Paul, I don't believe is pro. I believe Ron Paul is pro immigration.
He's kind of iffy on the immigration issue. Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
You could not nail him down on that one. He kept going back to welfare. If you get rid of welfare and there's no handouts, What's wrong with immigration?
Getting rid of welfare is as big of a social program as building a wall from Texas to California.
And how defeatist to suggest that we can't get rid of welfare. We can. It was created. We can get rid of it. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com when you need to know what the latest is with the show. You have to be on the updates list. You'll be the first to know, at least in that case. Updates.freetalklive.com is where you go to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. It's fast, it's easy, and it's free.
That's how I find out what's going on the show.
We just got off the phone with Jeff in Massachusetts. And I think we've talked with Jeff probably at least three times over the past year and a half, maybe three or four times. Every single time, it's his issue. Immigration. If Jeff's on the line, we're talking immigration.
Now,
he's really concerned with it.
Jeff's a good, libertarian-type guy on a lot of issues. He believes in getting rid of welfare. He believes in bringing the troops home.
No, he doesn't believe in getting rid of welfare. He'd like to get rid of welfare, but as he put it, he doesn't believe that it's possible.
Well, how could it be possible that we would stop immigration, stop illegal immigration? How would we possibly be able to pull that off?
Elect his man Tom, to whoever the hell it was, he'll build a big wall and put a stop to it. Jeff isn't a libertarian. He believes that certain politicians have the right plan, and that if you just were to elect those certain politicians, then everything would work out the right way. This is the fallacy that people have believed for decades about government. It has gone back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats for our entire lives, and the excuses has always been, well, they're not doing it right, so vote for me, because I'll get it right. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat saying that, it's Vote for me. Screwed it up. We'll do it right.
And every time it's a new program with more money.
Well, yeah, but his analogy was what? That we can't end welfare, so...
So we should enforce border
control. We should enforce border control. But we were trying to come up with other analogies that are about the same. Like what? We can't bring our troops home, so we should send them to other countries to bomb.
Exactly.
We can't stop people from drinking and driving, so we should outlaw bars. Or outlaw drinking in public. Or...
But the two are sort of unrelated. Welfare and immigration are they are related in the sense that they're both government issues.
Right.
But he's mentioning, troops not come home, so we should bomb more. So it would have to be an analogy that's kind of, two things that are farther apart, more desperate.
What about the drinking one that I made?
We should close bars?
Yeah, we should close. We can't stop people from drinking in public, so we just close all the bars. We'll enforce that.
They're still related, as opposed to welfare, which isn't related.
We can go on with that.
Well, he's thinking that if you outlaw or if you if you close the borders or whatnot, that it's going to stop people from coming into the country,
which is a fantasy.
It's a fantasy. For example, if you outlaw bars or whatnot, people aren't going to stop drinking.
Right.
Prohibition didn't work.
Right. That's why Jeff isn't a libertarian, because he doesn't get it. He doesn't get the fact that government is ineffective, that government does not accomplish what it sets out to do. So if government is going to set out to build a big wall, it might get the wall built after 20 years. You know how government takes forever to do things. It might build the wall, but it won't stop the immigrants. They'll dig under it. They'll fly over it. They'll bribe the Border Patrol and go right through it, just like they do today.
Well, it's one thing's for sure is the Chinese immigrants aren't being stopped from coming here, and there's something much better than a wall between
us
and them. There's the biggest ocean in the world between us and them.
Yep.
So the wall clearly will not work. I mean, it's a fallacy. It's nonsense.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I do think that Jeff is, in fact, a libertarian, because he wants to see liberty on a lot of issues. I'm willing to give that title over.
I'm not, because you have to have principles to be a libertarian. Let's go to a real libertarian, Doug. And he's gone. It would have been Doug in wherever he was, Minnesota. And he's a real libertarian. I'm sorry, but you have to understand the principle that you don't want to initiate force on others to achieve political or social goals to be a libertarian. You cannot label somebody as a libertarian if they're advocating for ID cards, checkpoints, border enforcement, ninjas, a big wall, and all of this to be publicly funded by taxation? Sorry, no, doesn't qualify. You might be libertarian on some issues, but how you could label him as a libertarian overall, don't think so.
Well, we had this discussion previously, and there's a schism in the Libertarian Party over this very same issue, is the oath, the vow to not initiate force. The vow to not initiate force is, when you boil it all the way down, an anarchist statement, not a libertarian one. Because...
Well,
libertarians believe in a small government.
I don't think you should use the word anarchist, because
people don't understand
it.
Is an initiation of force.
You should probably not use the word anarchist, because people don't understand it.
Okay.
It's a libertarian statement. It's the Libertarian Party. If it wasn't a libertarian statement, they wouldn't have used it. The party wasn't funded and started by a bunch of anarchists. It was started and funded by people that just don't believe in using force on others. That's all. What's wrong with that? I mean, I understand that you think it's okay to use force on people, Manwich, but some of us don't.
It's like Michael Badnarik's analogy was, about how a lot of libertarians believe is that, for example, the Constitution is government's place. He makes the analogy that government is like fire, and it can get out of control, and that the Constitution is the government's place, like a fireplace, and if... government or fire gets out of its place, you stomp it out.
I don't disagree with anything that I've ever heard Michael Badnarik say.
Yeah. That's an excellent analogy, by the way, and I don't even recall hearing that before.
Did you watch the debates? The Libertarian debate.
No, I did, as a matter of fact. Uh-huh. I guess I just don't remember it. So, government, the Constitution is the set of boundaries that government is supposed to operate in. Unfortunately, it has gone far outside of those boundaries, and no one has done anything to rein it back in. Instead, the people who believe that it should be cut back, like Jeff, and he does believe it should be cut back in a lot of areas, to his credit, but the people who believe this way don't actually believe it's possible anymore. We heard him straight from the horse's mouth. He said, well, it won't be possible to end welfare. He's a defeatist. He believes game over. He believes the government is so big, it will never be gotten under control, so therefore we should just elect his politicians
and
take control of the big government and grow
it
some more.
His incompetent politicians to compound the problem.
And tax us more.
And make it worse.
And grow it more, and make it more intrusive, more oppressive than it ever has been. Sorry, that's not libertarian at all. More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. Anything goes. This is your show. Speaking of taxes, there's a guy in the United Kingdom who's publicly refusing to pay. We'll explore that coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything away, everything on our website for free. Archives and more, it's all there for you to take advantage of. Now, if you like that, like the fact that we give it to you for free, well, then you can support us by shopping with us at Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer, and they sell almost everything. I mean, furniture, baby clothes, regular clothes, toys, electronics.
Anything you can buy at Walmart.
You name it, and more. It's all at Amazon. Enter through our site, though. Here's how you do it. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And anything you purchase, at that point, they'll send a percentage to Free Talk Live. So simple.
I want
to
stop you for a second because one thing we do is we talk about our spots. We just kind of run through them like, okay, this is what's going on, and here you go. And we go through it the same exact way every single time. But one of the ones that we want to mention and bring to your attention, if you've been listening to the show for a while and you haven't signed up for our update list, think about it again, especially if you're a regular listener to the show or you're a regular listener to the podcast. We send out updates from time to time, and we send out helpful information, and there are things you can do to help us as well, and we send out that information via our update list, and it's kind of like a quick call to action. And it would be helpful.
If you like the show, that's definitely something you should do. It's helpful to us, too, to get the word out to you. Updates.freetalklive.com is how you can do that. To the phones we go. It is, yet again, Doug in Minnesota. Hello, Doug.
Hey, I made it.
You did. What's on your mind?
Oh, cool. Hey, well, first of all, I can't believe you guys want to end welfare. I mean, we need welfare. It's a social safety net. And if you look in the yellow pages under charities and churches, there's a huge infrastructure that is already there that will be even better.
You're right. It's voluntary welfare is what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's important. We need it. We have to have it. And it's there. And it's not going away. Even if we got rid of the government poorly run, inefficient welfare, the really compassionate welfare will just get better and stronger because it's already doing what the government can't do.
You're right. And the neat thing about private charities is you get to decide which ones you want to give money to.
Right.
That's right. When the government welfare system isn't working and is inefficient and isn't helping the people the way we all know it needs to be, we can't pull our money and say, you can't do the job. I'm taking my money back. Private charity, that's what you can do anytime you want to.
Right. If one of the private charities is embezzling the money or doing something bad, people can take their money out. But not in welfare, not if they're taking 70% off the top. We can't do anything about it.
Okay, I've got to mention this. Where are you calling us from? You sound like you're in a tin can in a wind tunnel.
I'm in my car. Here, is this any better?
A little bit.
I don't know if it is or not.
Ever so slightly.
Well, anyway, Doug, hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
I want to talk about one other thing.
Oh, yeah, go, quick.
Okay, Minnesota is about or is thinking about establishing a boxing commission. It doesn't have one now, and there's no safety problems and no complaints, but they think they need a boxing commission.
Oh, sounds bad.
Even though there is a mixed martial arts, no-holds-barred, extreme fighting, privately run commission that is doing quite well and keeps things safe.
Now what is the commission supposed to do? Give out licenses and regulate boxing?
Yeah, supposedly, and keep people safe and make sure that people aren't being ripped off and all this kind of stuff.
You'll see gambling and people getting hurt sometime soon, and coming soon to a Minnesota near you.
Thanks for your call, Doug.
Rigging boxing is what boxing's all about, I'm afraid.
Well,
not all about.
More government programs, no thank you. I mean, if I get ripped off at a boxing match, I'll just remember to never go to any more fights by that particular promoter or that particular location again. Simple. Self-regulation. Gosh. Hour number 3 is on the way. The man in the United Kingdom who's refusing to pay taxes. We'll tell you about him. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.